So let's come. It's always a bit tricky being in the middle of a series, so I'm not quite sure what's been said before and that kind of stuff. But so I thought I'd look at it, this whole question of in Christ alone. It's only a small slice of what the full subject is, because it is a really big subject. And so I'm going to look at it more from the Bible than from history, because I have a suspicion that Frank would have covered the history quite well for you. So we'll do it that way. So let's come to the Lord in prayer. Let's pray. Father, thank you for, we want to thank you for the Reformation. We thank you for the way in which you raised up Martin Luther and others to follow him. And perhaps the most precious thing that we have now is the Bible in our own language, so that we can read it and check it out for ourselves. And in that word, in the Bible, we have your words, outline of your wonderful plan and the whole reason for creating this universe and giving us life. It's all in there. And every single large, important question that we could ever possibly ask as human beings is answered in that. And what a wonderful thing it is. So we thank you for that. We thank you also for the Spirit, which enlivens us so that we can see not only that the Bible is a document that is to be taken seriously, but you also give us the ability to understand it and to take it to heart. And we pray we might do that now, for Jesus' sake. Amen. I suppose you've all been interested in the Australian Constitution of late, have you? You know, with politicians. It's very interesting, isn't it, that you have this is the supreme law of our country, and it's actually a covenant between the people of Australia and the ruling monarch of England. So it's a really important covenant document. And, of course, the thing is that sometimes we forget the fine detail at our peril, which is what's happened just recently. And so several politicians are now